And who are they? The Tea Party, the much-awaited profile, statistically average Tea Partier has come out. Statistically, I can say. And this is it. They just did a profile of them. Who are the Tea Party? 80% male, 100% white. No discernible ethnicity. Tweets, but does not follow. Votes only for write-in candidates. Believes he has won the Publisher's Clearinghouse sweepstakes. Reveres the Boston Patriots, although personally would have stayed with England. Five times as likely to use stool softeners. Drives a Buick. Believes that flying a plane to the IRS is wrong but understandable. Has a JPEG of Sarah Palin stretching in her warm-ups in a locked file on his PC. Pays off his Visa card monthly. Practices lawn care. Thinks there will never be another Everett Dirksen. Tips 10% and only if the service is good. And did not respond to this survey. That's the average Tea Partier. That clears that up.
That does.
This is the profile actually comes out looking something like this, ladies and gentlemen. Bombshell McGee is a Tea Partier. In short, the Tea Party consists of every neighbor who's ever called the city if you haven't cut your grass lately. Of course, Tea Party, the origins of it, TEA, stands for Take an Enema Already. Okay. In other news, a large flaming object across the U.S. thought to have been Larry King. European residents are asked to assume provocative Pompeii poses while volcanic ash settles over them. While stranded in New York by the ash, the prime minister runs Norway.
I'm sorry. I read the punchline.
Huh?
I know the punchline.
Oh, you do? Okay, all right. Can I start over again?
Sorry.
It's not like you to react to something I'm doing.
I know.
Yeah. Stranded in New York, the prime minister runs Norway by iPad. But since it can't multitask, can do nothing for Sweden. Thank you, John. That's for you. Goldman left holding the sacks. I take that as a positive response. I'm desperate for any sort of response. After derivatives, the president vows to go after diminutives. Mikey, Yanni, Yimmy, Johnny Pooh, Jeffy, so forth, and others. The Republicans have lined up against financial reform. For some reason, they don't want their banks bailed out. Their banks. See, Republicans don't want their banks bailed out. It doesn't make any sense on the surface of it. Okay, fine. I'll take it out. It's a pride thing. They don't want their banks bailed out. That's all
their
I'm saying.
Banks.
Yes. Okay, environment is the next big area, so then already they're lining up on side of global warming. Okay. Okay, I'll just take out any of those references to Republicans, because maybe you are and didn't care for that reference. Okay. All right. Library of Congress to store every tweet next to the Declaration of Indetweetness. Toyota says we'll fix the rollover tendency of the Lexus SUV by putting both mats on the passenger side. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, my neighbor Sienna there's got this corrosion in the spare tire holder, you know, and there's not much you can do about that. So throw a mat over it, maybe. In other news, the space program, the president wants to land on an asteroid. But that's because he's young and has never had one. Last thing you want to land on. What, you didn't like that one?
I did.
Okay, all right. Excuse me. The Vatican makes peace with the Beatles in a bald attempt to get the rights to Lady Madonna. The recession may be over. We'll get back to you on that. We need a new term, though, for the state which is not a depression and not quite a recession. How about a session? We're in an session. What do you think, Jim?
I like it.
Okay, good. Well, get your crinkle cranking out. Cranking out, crinkle?
Crackle.
Yeah, very good. Scrabble now accept proper nouns, so you don't have to use Jew as a verb. That's good news. Finally, some good news. The Palin people explaining their contract, the Palin people say bendable straws cost $50,000 each. Okay. Kate Gosselin's kids vote her out of the House. And Arthur Murray called and he wants the footsteps back. The Oprah biography reveals her name actually is Okra, as we suspected all these years. Her father said it was. He named her Okra, and she changed it. President Obama allows visitation rights for think-they-might-be-gay partners. I'll read it again in case you didn't get it. President Obama allows visitation rights for think-they-might-be-gay partners. Okay. Part of the session. Conan goes from TBA to TBS. It was between TBS and GPS, ladies and gentlemen. That's all the news that is, and thank you so much. Good night. Okay. It wasn't good, but it was quick. That's what she said.